Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts here in South Central Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt. I'm your host. Glad to have you along here once again. And this week we'll be talking to members from a Momentum Dance Collective, and they will be having a performance this weekend, Saturday the 23rd, at the Alaska Dance Theater at 7:30. We'll be talking about that show called Breaking Ground. And my two guests today are the Artistic Director of Momentum Dance Collective, Becky Kendall. Welcome to the show, Becky.
Hi.
We also have Ariel Graham, who is the Company Director of the show. Welcome to the show, Ariel.
Hi.
And I would be remiss if I said that you're only the artistic director and only the company director, because we all know in dance companies, you do everything, include dance. You choreograph, you probably make costumes and drive the truck.
Oh, of course.
Well, I'm glad to have you back. We had you on last year talking about this same kind of concert, Breaking Ground. And I was fascinated by the fact that it's not a traditional dance concert in the sense that you are creating the pieces, you have invited people to come in. So, Becky, tell us about this show, Breaking Ground.
Absolutely. This is our seventh year doing Breaking Ground. We host it. We're hosting it with Alaska Dance Theater again. They're our favorite partners to host with. They have a great little black box stage there at their studio. And it's an open, I call it kind of an open mic night for dancers and choreographers, because we open it up to the community and we give them 5 minutes in a stage and let them have an audience, and they get to do what they do. It's very hard, I think, when you're a dancer or choreographer to be able to make things as often as you want to and get feedback and share with people. So this is their opportunity to do pretty much whatever they want within reason in a stage setting. And like last year, we opened it up to youth. So between 12 and 18-year-olds are able to choreograph as well. So half the show is youth and half the show is adult choreographers, and they are both amazing.
And Ariel, can you add to that as well?
Yeah, and we're also really fortunate to have adjudicators at the show who do give the choreographers feedback. So that's kind of the second piece of the show. The first part, for the audience, the choreographers get to share their ideas and present their works. And the second half is kind of an intimate feedback session with the adjudicators where, like Becky said, it's they get a chance to hear feedback about their work.
Right, yeah.
Who are some of the adjudicators this year?
Yeah, we have three sort of our professional adjudicators that represent the different dance forms. So we have Brian Jeffrey. He's the professor at the university. He's kind of our modern guru here in town. I think he's been on the show before. And we have Ilya Burov. He's the new education director at Alaska Dance Theater. His background is in ballet. He's very well-rounded, gorgeous dancer with a lot of great experience. And then our last adjudicator is Irene Rose Antonio. She's a director in Momentum as well, and she's been involved in underground dance company since I think the beginning. So she's got her background in contemporary and hip hop. So we've got sort of all bases covered for the different forms of dance that choreographers will be presenting. And they have a lot of collective experience performing all over the world. So it's going to be really nice to get their feedback as these guys kind of continue going forward with their choreography.
Well, looking at your webpage, your company has quite a few dancers, and I'm assuming that most of them also dabbled in choreography somewhat. Any of your dancers involved with this, or is it just outside people?
Yeah, one of our dancers, and actually one of the other company directors, Teresa Brennan, she choreographed a work, and so there's a few of the Momentum dancers involved in that piece. There's three dancers in that piece,
including Ariel,
including myself. Yes, I'll be dancing as well. But I mean, it really was open to everyone. It's not just open to Momentum dancers or directors. It was really open to the whole community. And the community really responded with this round. We really have people from all different genres and dance backgrounds and just areas of town, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like every year, there's at least half of the choreographers have never presented any choreography before. So that's really exciting. And then there's people who have, you know, who are seasoned choreographers, like Gabe Harvey is the director of underground dance, and he's going to be doing a solo. So really what brings people together is this opportunity to just try something new. Maybe they've never done it before. Maybe they're a seasoned choreographer, but really it's just time to shake off the old and see if you can come up with something new in sort of a safe space.
Well, how do you choose which pieces are being performed? Is there an adjudicating process beforehand, or just anybody who wants to show up shows up, or how does it work?
Right. So they just have to fill out a form, and it's first come, first serve. So we just want to see that they've got something that's in, you know, they have something in mind. They fill out a form online, and then once we're full, we're full. And this year we had to turn a few people away just because we didn't have the room. So that's exciting. It makes us feel like we're providing something that people want and need.
But it sounds like this is growing, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, perhaps you could do two nights, one half one night, one half the next night, kind of like the overnighters they do. You're not doing like, you know, 24-hour choreography.
Right.
But
who knows?
Yeah, definitely something to think about for the future.
This is happening this Saturday night, and the dancers are showing up, and they're getting all excited. And what you have the adjudicators there giving them some feedback. Do you ever have pieces that are done during, say, a Breaking Ground year come back as part of another company's performances?
I'm not exactly sure. Well, we've had choreographers in the past that have used the opportunity to sort of test out ideas and go on to keep creating. And I think at least one person in this show, she's trying to get some feedback because she's in the process of creating right now. And she's really looking forward to, you know, hearing what people have to say so she can continue to make her work. So, yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, for some people it is kind of like a rough draft or a first draft that they get the feedback and then can go on and build a larger piece that, you know, could be showcased in another setting.
It'd be exciting to see some pieces starting out with Breaking Ground and moving on to who knows.
Yeah, absolutely.
For those of you just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. I'm your host, Steve Hunt. We're talking with Becky Kendall, who's the artistic director of Momentum Dance Collective, and Ariel Graham, who is the company director with the company. And we're talking about their performance of Breaking Ground, or their collaboration of performances, Breaking Ground, this Saturday, the 23rd, at Alaska Dance Theater, curtain at 7:30. For tickets, go to momentumdance.org. This is not the only thing you guys are doing. In fact, in 2 weeks, I believe you have another thing coming up. Talk about that for a second.
We do. So it's a dance on film night, also going to be held at Alaska Dance Theater. And it's also kind of another two-part show. Half the show will be dance films that are on a national tour.
Yeah, so Dance Films Association does their Dance on Camera Film Festival every year out of New York, and they're just wrapping up their 2015 tour. So their 2016 film festival will start in another couple of weeks. So we're bringing up the end of their tour is wrapping up here in Anchorage. We've got 8 short films that have been made by choreographers and dancers all over the world. So we've got the best of their short film selection. And then the second half is local filmmakers here in Anchorage. And we've got 6, which is just actually quite amazing that we've got 6 different people making dance films here in Anchorage.
Yeah, and dance on film is really taking off. I mean, just with social media and the ways that you can share dance through video. And so it's kind of just adding another layer to dance and choreography to be able to add that technology and the videography in there.
Well, you have to miss something by watching dance on film, just like you miss live performance by watching film. But I'm sure you can see quite a bit here. Is it filmed like you're watching a performance, or are there cuts and angle changes and that kind of a thing?
Oh, absolutely. So the sky is the limit when you've got a camera, I think. So some of the dance films that we're bringing up are site-specific, so they're outside or in a studio. One
Which is
even
you
animation.
Guys have done too. You guys have done site-specific stuff as well, so
that gets
that's
pretty,
right up your field. Yeah,
yeah, it gets us pretty excited about that. But yeah, I think with the camera, you get to take the audience and show them exactly what you want them to see in a really specific way. So I'm really excited to see a lot of the, I haven't seen any of the local films. We're in the process of making one right now. One of our directors, Irene Rose Antonio, who's adjudicator for the Breaking Ground, is making the film for Momentum. And then we've got Pulse Dance Company is presenting a film. Vicente Capella, he does a lot of dance films. Who else is making films?
Marcus with Artistic Drift.
Artistic Drift. Wata Productions, AJ Conroe, is making a film. I'm going to forget somebody.
We had a lot of excitement about the
like
local
it.
Dance films. So again, you know, something that we're excited that there's that enthusiasm and we can provide a place for those artists to share their work.
And you're not resting on your laurels then either. You've got a third production coming up in a couple of months. It was in April. You're doing a piece called In Pieces. Talk a bit about that while we have the time.
Go ahead. So we're doing sort of a traditional night of dance, which we don't really do as a company. We're either on a site-specific location or we're doing a full-length sort of one-story show. But this show is going to feature seven different pieces made by the company. And it's created on our – last year we got a great grant from the Rasmussen Foundation to create a movable dance floor. It's a sprung dance floor. It's white. It was designed and created by Ryan Anderson and Joe Horning. They made it especially for us, and it's become sort of a dance screen. So we do a lot of our lighting with projections, and we're going to be featuring seven different pieces. That's why it's called In Pieces at the Performing Arts Center in the Voth Theater.
So I think I've seen this floor. It's a white floor, so you can project onto the floor, so it becomes a scenic element as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you guys are just busy, and I'm sure there are things coming up next year, but it's so glad to have you back on the show this year to talk about Breaking Ground, talk about the film night, talk about In Pieces, and just talk about what you're doing with your company. So I want to thank my guests, Becky Kendall, who's the Artistic Director of Momentum Dance Collective, and Ariel Graham, the Company Director of Momentum Dance Collective, and also both dancers and choreographers, for being here. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you for having us.
And if you missed that, Breaking Ground opens this Saturday at 7:30, Alaska Dance Theater. And if for tickets and information, go to momentumdance.org. And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about each of these events or other events coming up, please visit alaskapublic.org, click on Stage Talk, and you'll see links to all the performing arts groups in the area. Anchorage Dinner Theater is presenting Lounge Lizards by Terry Earp, opening tonight at the Anchorage Lofts Hotel. It performs Thursdays through Saturdays with dinner at 6:30 p.m., curtain at 7 p.m., and Sundays with dinner at 2:30 and performance at 3 p.m. through February the 21st. For more information, go to AnchorageDinnerTheater.com. Valley Performing Arts in Wasilla is presenting The Hallelujah Girls by Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hope, and Jamie Wooten, running through January the 31st. Performances are on Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, please visit valleyperformingarts.org. Cyrano's Theater Company is presenting Kurt Vonnegut Jr.'s Happy Birthday, Wanda June, currently running through February the 7th. Performance times are Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. For more information, visit cyranos.org. Anchorage Community Theater is presenting Over the River and Through the Woods by Joe DiPietro, opening tonight and running through February the 14th with curtain times at 7 p.m. Thursday through Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, please visit actalaska.org. Also performing this weekend is Anchorage Opera's production of Maria de Buenos Aires, performing in the Sydney Lawrence Theater tonight through Sunday, the 24th. Curtain times are 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday with a 4 p.m. matinee on Sunday. For more information, please visit anchorageopera.org. And finally, Momentum Dance Collective will be performing Breaking Ground at the Alaska Dance Theater January 23rd. That's this Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. For more information, please visit momentumdance.org. Well, that's it for this week for Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.